left off in the middle of Simin Chaf. We're up to Sif Beis. Says the Mechaber, Ein mochrin talis mitzuyetzes la'oved kochavim. You're not allowed to sell a talis or a talis katan with tzitzis on it to a non-Jew. Why not? Shema yislave im Yisrael baderech v'yahargena. Because what we're afraid of is that he's going to then try to pass as a Jew and commit some type of act of terror, which is unfortunately what we see very often today, that sometimes you have terrorists dressing up as Jews, they wear yarmulkes and tzitzis, etc. So a Jew is forbidden to sell a non-Jew a full pair of tzitzis. And the Mishnah Brura adds on in Sivkat and Vav, Afilu imhu tagar, even if he is a tzitzis salesman or any kind of salesman. We said earlier in the Sif Aleph that if you're allowed to buy the tzitzis from a non-Jewish tagar. So he says, yeah, some Jew violated the din and sold these tzitzis to a non-Jew. But that doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it just because it happened. It says, because again, Shema Yislavim Yisrael Baderech V'Yahargenu. So then he said in the Mishnah Brura on this, writes, there's another reason in the Gemara, because of Znus, that the Gemara says, Mishim Zona. Rashi explains, because maybe the non-Jew will give it to a Zona, not realizing that it's a Beged Shel Mitzvah. He doesn't care about the Mitzvah. He's not Chayiv in Mitzvahs. And he'll say, and then the Zona will say that a Jew gave it to her, and it'll be Motzi Yilaz on the Jewish people. So he says that maybe the Chayadim writes, maybe that's the only reason that exists nowadays, the possibility of Chashad. But because maybe nowadays the time of Ritzicha and Shvichas Damim is not so common. Unfortunately, nowadays the time of Shvichas Damim has reinstated itself. Going back to the Mechaber, he says, Afilu l'mashkenu l'hafkid talis mitzuyetzes lovid kochavim asu. You're not even allowed to give him as a mashkon or a pikadon. Ela imkein hu l'fisha d'leika l'meichas l'ha. Unless it's very temporary, just for an hour. He's just taking off the tzitzis. He's saying, I got to run home and get my wallet. Here, hold my tzitzis, and I'll be right back. So the guy knows that the tzitzis is a very serious thing to this Jew, and therefore he knows that the Jew will be back quickly. So he's not going to run away with the tzitzis and quickly try to, you know, launch some plan or give them away as a payment to a zona. Okay, now we'll start Simin Chof Aleph. Kedas ma lasos betzitzis shenifsiku v'talisos yishanim. What to do with strings that broke off and with old begadim? Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, chutei tzitzis shenifsiku. You have your strings of your tzitzis that broke off, yachal azork on the ashpa. You're technically allowed to throw them in the garbage. Mipnei shehi mitzvah, she'ein begufa kedusha, because it's not a mitzvah that has kedusha to it per se. Mishnah Brura points out in Sifkat and Aleph, that's the din tashmishe mitzvah nizrakin, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Megillah. It's the same thing for sukkah, lulav, shofar, right, after the zman mitzvah is over, and they're no longer there to be doing the mitzvah. When they're, as we've pointed out many times, when you're doing the mitzvah with them, they have kedusha to them, and there's an isser of bizui mitzvah, even to just untie a pair of tzitzis that's ready for the mitzvah is not pashut at all, as we've said. It's only if you're going to upgrade. But but just stomp to untie them is a bizui mitzvah. So not to throw them into the garbage while you're still using them, but once they've ripped off and you can't use them anymore. As the Mechaber tells us, as long as they're attached, you're not allowed to use them for anything. You can't use them for your own purposes if you need the strings to tie something up or whatever, because that's a disgrace to the mitzvah. So Mishnah Brura here says, what did it mean we say you're allowed to throw them into the garbage? The minig is, he quotes the Prima God, and the minig is not to throw them into a real garbage. And not to use them for anything which is disgraceful. Don't use them as cleaning supplies or anything like that, because that's already too much. But what it means is, if you're going to throw them in the garbage, you know, make a separate, and we'll see this in the Ramah, we'll make a separate bag for them and then put them in the garbage in the separate bag. Right, let's go a little further in the Ramah. V'yesh omrim, da'afla achar, shenifsigwein linog by minig b'zayon, lezorkam b'makam maguna. You shouldn't throw them in the same garbage that has all the rotten food and the dirty diapers. Ela she'enum tzrichim geniza. It just means you don't have to bury them, like you would for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. V'yesh medaktikim legonzon. There are some who do bury them. V'amachmir medaktik b'mitzvah, tavu alav bracha. someone who's very careful with this, he can be blessed. It doesn't say, it's interesting lashon that he has over there, umedakdik b'mitzvos. Person who is machmir and medakdik in mitzvos should be blessed. Mashma that this is not necessarily one of them. I don't know exactly how to read pshat into that ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah just points out in Sifkat and Vav that we're talking about Sifkat and Dalet and Vav, a shofar that's on Rosh Hashanah and you're going to use it again next year is the same thing. It's still considered in its status of you being used for a mitzvah. And in Sifkat and Vav, he writes about the same thing for the lulav and esrog and the walls of your sukkah. Don't use them for negative things. And you're allowed to put them in the garbage in a bag, even if you know eventually the bag is going to be taken by the garbage men and it's going to be ripped open. That's not your cheshbon. You don't have to worry about that. And Sifkat and Ches, he quotes in the Ariel that the best thing to do with tzitzis is to use them as bookmarks for your svarim, so that way they retain their mitzvah status. They go from one mitzvah to another.